What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get real, we get vulnerable, and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
I'm Mary Winmore.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. Hi, friend.
Hola, how's it going?
It goes.
Yeah.
How much did you get of the storm last night?
It rolled through. It got really windy and pouring, and then the power went out for about 3 seconds and then came back on. And so I made a post on social media and I was like, oh, that was one hell of a storm. And then,
dude, I didn't even know we were supposed to have a storm.
Yeah, I didn't know either. And then I was like, that was easy peasy, typical Washington. Wait 5 minutes and it'll be better. And Ken comes on, posts a satellite image, and he's like, oh, it's the calm before the storm. The big one's coming next. And I was just like, yeah, don't rain on my parade. But I don't know. I think it got windy here. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I think I went to bed about, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and the second one hadn't come yet. Uh-huh. And I went to bed, and so I don't know if the next one ever came. So
it got really windy here, and then that's when I was like, "Is there a storm?"
Right.
So I looked at the weather, and I was like, "Oh." Okay, but we didn't. The power flickered a couple times, but we never lost power.
Yeah,
and we were up till, I don't know, 11:30, 12 o'clock last night, trying to get Jason's stuff ready to go, and like it just stayed windy. It didn't. I ended up closing my bedroom window. I usually sleep with it open for the fresh air, but it was a little too breezy, so right. I closed it. But other than that, we didn't lose power or anything. But then, like, getting up today, walking and stuff, there was, like, trees and, like, branches in the road. I was like, dang.
Right.
I was like, good Lord, I didn't even know. So, almost had to fight some raccoons this morning.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's too National Geographic out there for me, and I just am not about that life, so... It was a pack of them, and I swear to God, they were going to jump me.
Yeah. I don't remember if I told you the story. One morning, I was out walking at 4 o'clock in the morning, and a raccoon came running across the road as I'm walking back, and he, like, I'm, like, watching him.
Yeah.
And then he, like, stops underneath this tree by the dentist where I had my teeth surgically extracted, and he's just, like, chilling, and I'm, like, walking by. Side-eye and I make sure he don't come charging at me.
Bro, they mad dog you. Like, they mean mug you. They will, like, I just knew I was going to get jumped. I was like, oh, this is not the business. So, right. And I, like flinched at him, like, to try and get him to run. Oh, no, that didn't even move. I was like, oh, shit. Like, y'all are gangsters. I'll go on the other side of the street. It's fine.
Yeah. They're vicious little fuckers. They're like, oh, they're so cute. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, not.
Bro, their teeth and their claws and then rabies. Yeah, I'm all set with that. No,
right.
I want no parts of that. But, yeah, so we survived the storm thing, and it's nasty again out here today. So,
yeah
it was gross this morning. So,
yeah, it was raining a bit this morning when I went on my walk. Nothing like the other day. I got more wet the other day.
Yeah.
But, like, I was in the meeting this morning, and the lights flickered, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
Right? Serious. So, no. We got Jason ready to go, and he left about 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back on Thursday. So... we already figured out what gym he's going to go to there. to get his stuff done, and then I'll just keep trucking along here. So, yeah, that's about it.
We are in the mix at 75 hard.
Yeah, fuck that. That's how I feel about that. So,
yeah, we talked about.
My mindset and my heart are not in it this time. I have no desire to. It's like one of those things, like, okay, I completed it once, checked it off the list, I'm good. I have no desire to do it again. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I'm
still in it, still doing it. And it's literally day by day. And that's where it's at.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a few more people this time around in our group with Kim and Dump Truck joining us.
Yeah. There's a whole ass like joke behind that. That's, I gave him the name Dump Truck.
I know.
In Michelle's chat. If you've ever seen him in person, you know why.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. He's got a big butt.
I literally just have always, just from that point on, always called him that. So,
yeah,
that's cool that he joined this time. His workouts make the rest of us look just, his cycle, the stuff that he does with his cycling is just freaking real. So, yeah, I'm glad he joined. That's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's about it. Get ready for the week. Do some laundry. Get that second workout in. I'm going to cook some pork chops for the week and have those. And, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Try and, you know, see if I can't get this mindset under control. Honestly, I don't. Here's the thing. Here's the other problem. Everybody's like, oh, mindset, even me. Oh, mindset, mindset, mindset. And the problem is I don't think there's anything wrong with my mindset. I think I just don't want to do 75 hard this time. That's where I'm at. So,
yeah.
Or necessarily this time or again, because I've completed it. And it's one of those things. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out. In the beginning, I kept waiting for, you know, the switch to flip over and be like, nope, I got to do this. I got to do it. But that hasn't happened yet. So will it? Hopefully. Might make things a little easier for me.
Yeah.
As of right now, it has not. So, yeah. But it's more of a stressor than anything for me right now. So.
Yeah, I mean, I knew leading up into it that you were going to struggle. Just like, you know, we've read a lot of stuff about like where we put our mind or think about, you know, it leads to it. Like you were saying, I'm not looking forward to doing it again, blah, blah, blah. And that's, you know, kind of carries into the mindset with it. And, you know,
and I'm okay with that. it's creating more stress and resentment for me right now than it is anything. And it has nothing to do with the physical. I can do the workout. That's not it. It's the time constraint that it puts on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And because my schedule is what it is, like as far as work and everything else that goes on. So it's just creating more of a, it's creating resentment is what it's creating for me. And it's, I don't think that 75 hard is the end all be all. And I think there's been a lot of people around me that kind of go down that road of, oh, well, this is how you have to do it. This is, and that's a good way to get cussed out right now, honest to God. Especially people that have never even completed one round of it. You don't sit back and tell me how I should do anything.
Yeah.
And the fact that those people even have the audacity to bring that to me when they've never even completed it before. Like, who in the fuck do you think? So, you know, it definitely pulls, dare I say, old Tabitha to the surface.
Yeah. She
wants to lash out. But, you know, it is what it is. I know people their intentions are good. And so I try and take it as that. But, you know, if you've never put your hat in the ring and ran the race, don't fucking tell me what I should and shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here with that.
I mean, I don't think it's the end be all, like I told you yesterday. I just think it's it's a good tool to, you know, it gives you structure and, you know, something to follow, but I definitely don't think it's the end be all, but.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, you know, the workouts are the workouts, they are what they are. That's not, you know, for me, it was weird because like the first couple of, I set my, you know, the app that we use for the gym, I set it back to beginner because let's be real, it's been a hot minute since I've been in there. Okay. Well, there must be like a beginner 2.0 because this time going into it, it's got me doing stuff that I never did the first time around. I did like 3 days of planks. And after those 3 days, my body snapped back. Like I was excited about that. Like my body kind of snapped back and was like, okay, like it's almost like, oh, she's doing it. We better fall in line.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not the workouts. It's the time constraints that it puts on for me. Because I have so much going on with work and not with work, but like the hours that I'm scheduled. And, you know, Jaden's a senior this year. And I mean, every week we have something we have to go and attend or do, fill out, whatever the case is. And, you know, I'm not able to always show up for it the way that I want to because I have a second workout I have to do. So it's rough because I don't show up for my kid the way that I want to on some days. And that, you know, that to me is probably the most important thing. And that's rough. So that's where I start to build the resentment. That's where I start to question, like, you can get healthy without doing 75 hard. And having this sort of time constraint on yourself, because then that time constraint causing the stress that it does bleeds into everything else. And I don't want that. That's what I don't want. Mm-hmm. And that's been happening. So it's one of those things. I don't know. We'll see. I just keep telling myself to do the next right thing. And, stay in it as long as I can and keep going as long as I can. And, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I meant 75 hard is like more for you. So what is stopping you from just stopping it? Because ultimately we're all going to keep going.
I think that is the fact that I don't want to let other people, let you guys down, let our group down. But I also, you know, part of me knows that I've done it before. I can do it again. Like I've been here before in this time constraint, probably not this bad. And the last time it didn't affect Jaden. And I think that's what's throwing me is this time it's affecting Jaden. And that's, I think, probably the hardest part for me. And don't get me wrong, Jaden is not like in the background saying, oh, mom, can you please stop 75 hard? No, Jaden pushes me just as much as anybody else does.
Yeah.
But I see that, and it's me as a parent that sees that I'm not showing up the way that I want to. And that's hard for me. That's really hard for me. You know, none of my kids can say that I didn't show up, and Jaden may be able to at some point, and that's rough.
I mean, I think,
and that's probably me. Yeah. That's my opinion on it.
I know Jaden, and Jaden, you know, is not that way. I mean, he's pretty self-sufficient, and
oh yeah, you know, thank God, Jesus, thank God.
You know, so
God forbid I had to come home and cook for him or something. Good Lord, that would be.
Yeah.
Could you even imagine? Oh, yep, you get steak like the rest of us. Like.
Yeah. I mean,
it is. It's, and I know it's a pressure that I put on myself.
Yeah.
I know that. But it's still the most important thing to me, you know, and my kids are by far more important than anything else that I do or say or have anything to do with, and especially Jaden being the last one that's going to be at home. So it's a battle that I have to fight with myself, and I know that, and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And I will say this, and you probably won't like it, but without your health and and that goes along with your mental mindset, without that, you can't be there for them.
Oh, I know. Like, I'm completely aware of that. And I've, you know, you and I, or all of us, have learned enough over the last few years that, you know, as far as self-development, like all the things that we've learned, I know all of that.
Yeah.
I hear all of that, but nothing removes that pressure. Nothing takes away that time constraint. All the shit that we've learned, all the shit that I've heard, read, done, whatever. At the end of the day, for me as a parent, the most important thing for me is my kid. And nothing removes that time constraint. And 75 hard, I don't care who you are, 75 hard puts a time constraint on you.
Sure.
Unless you don't have a job and you're a stay at home, you know, whatever, yeah. You don't have kids, you get to live your life the way that you want to. Cool. Good. Then 75 hard, you might not learn that much from it, honestly. You know what I mean? But for people that have full schedules and kids and lives and all the things outside of it, like, it's, that's a sacrifice for sure. For sure. And, I don't want my kids to be the sacrifice.
Understand.
So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at with it. But, you know, like I said, I just keep trying to do the next right thing. And it is, you know, it's got me into whatever day, 8, 9?
I think we're on day 9. Yeah.
So, yeah. And I don't feel the need this time to, I don't know. This time is very different for me mentally than it was last time. This time is more intimate, I think, for me. I don't feel the need to check in with everybody. I don't feel the need to, and part of that is because I don't want to bleed this mindset all over everybody too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I just don't feel the need to check in. I don't feel the need to look for support or, yeah, like I did last time. This one is more of an internal battle and struggle than it is, you know, last time. last time it was, we were all super supportive and all the things. And I think you guys are this time too in the group. I just don't, it just, it, I'm going to slip up and say some dumb shit is what I'm going to do. So it's better for me just to stay away from it until this is fixed. So.
Yeah. But I'll go back to the book that you recommended Vic to read. Therefore I'm reading, you know, and it's talked about it in other books about basically avoiding your emotions or
and but not you say that, but I'm not. Like, I'm not avoiding my emotions. I'm just not giving them to everybody else. Trust me when I tell you I'm not avoiding my emotions.
Well, you may not be avoiding them, but you're not. You're trying to deal with it on your own. Other than me and you having conversations.
I mean, yeah. But again, even with you, you only know what I tell you.
Of course.
And this one is just more internal, I think. I don't know why. I can tell you why I haven't said anything. I am telling you, old Tabitha is right there,
yeah,
knocking on the door. And I don't mean like bad habits or anything like that. I mean like flashing. And that's what I don't want to happen. So just stay back there, sister. Like, don't be trying to take over the show. Like, it's just, it's more of an internal struggle this time than it is anything else. And I just don't, more out of protection than anything, I don't want this to bleed all over everybody else. You know, how I feel is not how anybody else feels that I know of in the group. And it's not the group's job to convince me that this is where I need to be or this is what I should be doing, you know? So I don't want anybody to have to carry that pressure either.
Okay, so
I don't know. It's just really different this time.
If you're not talking about it with us, who are you talking about it with?
Jason. And that's, you know, out of the fact that he's in the same house with me and sees me go through it and watches the angry workouts and the, you know, so definitely Jason. And honestly, that's probably the only person. So, you know, for him, he can go through and just bebop along through his day and nothing. He has a way of guarding himself from stress that I would pay money for. And, you know, to be able to vent and just, and sometimes it doesn't even make sense what I'm saying to him, but he listens, you know, so he has no choice, poor man. So, you know, I talked to Jason about it. Do I say everything out loud? No, I don't think some stuff needs to be said out loud. I think it's something I have to work through. So, I don't know. It's different this time. I am a different something right now. It's just different this time.
Yeah.
Even, not even just 75 hard, but, you know, other aspects too. Like, I think about Prove It and I think to myself, just like, what are we doing? What are we doing? So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing right now. This mindset is a thing. I will tell you that. And I know it's not good. Like, I'm not stupid. I know it's not good. But I think I have to go through it and I have to work through it. I don't think I can't just let it what'd you say to me yesterday? That thing you sent me yesterday, the book or whatever, yeah, about the staying positive, people that continuously think positive. I was like, that's not me. I was like, are you talking about because I say rainbows and butterflies? Like, I choose for that to be a thing.
Well, it's it's like, funny that that's the only thing you picked out of that. I think it was more or less the mindset and dealing with it and staying away from people. It was the other aspect of that.
Dude, do you want people around you that are going to suck the life out of you? Like, let's be for real.
Leave that to be, no, but leave that to be my choice. Like, we're friends. Like, if I'm not,
I don't even want to be around me. Like, what?
Yeah, but trying to,
I don't even like this mindset.
The whole point of, like, you can't do shit alone. You may think you can, Mrs. I got this.
I mean, it's worked for a lot of years.
Apparently not.
No, I don't. Have you ever just got to a place where you're like, I really just want people to leave me the fuck alone?
Yeah.
Like, that's that. There we are. Like, that's the most simplest and, like, purest way that I can say it. Like, I'm at a point where I just want people to leave me the fuck alone.
You ain't got a choice.
And I don't know why. Like, I don't know what the trigger was, the switch. I think 75 hard, like, it's the time constraint. Like, in my mind, I'm like, if people would just leave me the fuck alone, I could get it done. Like, I think that's part of it, if that makes sense. And then
I think that's a cop out.
Yeah, I mean,
she's probably gonna kill me by the end of this podcast. But you know,
no, I knew that this would be the topic. I knew that coming into it before we started recording. I was going to say to you, listen, I fucking don't want to talk about me, and I know that's what you want to talk about. It just. I just am at a place where I'm like, just leave me the fuck alone. Like, I don't know. Premenopause? Let's go with that. Like, you know, it very well could be like there is some shit up here that is going on.
That's more plausible. That's more plausible right there.
Sweats are not a fucking joke. I just want to put that out there. Like, you know, I'm sure that has something to do with it. I'm sure that that has something to do with it. I don't want to hear one more, like, one more motivational speech or one more, it's the story you tell. I know all that. We know all that. And I'm not saying that there's not anything for me to learn. Of course there is. But as much as we know now, I know all that.
Yeah.
I've tried to implement all of that. This is not changing. It hasn't changed for a hot minute. So there is something that I have to, and I still don't, to this day, don't know what it is. There is something that I have to figure out what it is so I can work through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't figured that out yet. In the meantime, if everybody could leave a message after the beep, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Beep. That's how.
Yeah. I mean, I think all the stuff we've learned over the last few years, you know, and then reading that book right now of The Art of Not Giving a Fuck, mm-hmm. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Does that book make you question?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It makes me question everything.
A lot of the shit we've learned. Yeah.
Yeah. And I see it. So it's like.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Like, if we're being completely honest, because that's, you know, what we do. Like, I had to have the hard conversation with myself. Like, we're going to Vegas, you know, for Prove It, for Spark, the event. And I really had to just sit back and say to myself, bitch, you are a customer that loves to be in the community. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have promoter status. Yes, I have shared the product. Yes, I've even made some money with Prove It. Will I ever do that again? Probably not. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
I'm a customer because I believe in the product and I love the community. I love the parties and I love the dance and I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the stuff that we learn. I love the stuff that we learn until it starts. When you read something, the more you learn, the more I question what we've already learned, if that makes sense. Even reading Brendon Burchard, there's some stuff in there and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's being open and honest with myself and trying to figure out whatever it is that is this mental game that I'm playing with myself right now. And I wish I had more control over it, but I honestly don't. Which leads me to believe that it probably is, a lot of it is hormonal, but yeah. I just don't, I don't give a fuck right now. That's my give a fuck is broken. Yeah. That's a good way to describe it.
That's a true statement.
You're like, whoa.
No, I'm not like, whoa. I'm just saying that's a true statement.
Yeah, my give a fuck is broken right now. And I'm okay with it. That's the other thing, is like, I'm okay. Like, you know, the people that are close to me and the people that know me, you, Ashley, the people that are truly in my life that know me, know that this is not normal. Know that this is not, because Ashley, just like you, is reaching out. Know that this is not normal for me, but I don't know that. This is not the next version, if that makes sense. I'm super comfortable with where I am as far as like who I am as a person. And I really had to question, like, okay, is this just who you're going to be from now on? Like, is your give a damn broken?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's broken. I just don't think it's as ever expanding as it was before.
Yeah. I mean, at this point with me, like, it's not about the money, it's not about the fame, it's not about, you know, having a fancy car in the garage. It's, you know, true happiness. And
I have that already. Trust me, it's not at all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah. I mean, it all boils down to like what's most important in your life, you know?
Yeah.
It's happiness and from maybe, within. External things don't make us happy.
Yeah. That part. And maybe that's, you know, like I keep reaching for what is it that's brought on this. I don't want to call it an episode, but it could be for all we know.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, you know, going to Vegas for my son and having my daughter there and watching that interaction and everything that happened in Vegas, like, that was a huge eye-opener for me of how important the connections between those two, the connections between all, like, my family, you know, how, not that I didn't know that already, but like how important it really truly was for JJ to have Ashley there. and vice versa, Ashley to be with JJ. And, you know, like, that's the important thing to me and my family and the people that I care about. And, like, the rest of this is just... like, I don't, not a waste of time, but, like, just frosting. You know what I mean? Like, just sugarcoating shit. And
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Tomorrow could be different. I might wake up tomorrow and it might be rainbows and butterflies again. I don't know. You know? I just keep trying to do the next right thing. That's all I can do right now is the next right thing. Yeah. So... and for people that aren't in the recovery community, well, read a book. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you'll know what the next right thing is.
Right.
So. But yeah. So there's that.
We got Vegas in less than a week. Or a little over a week. A week.
I was going to say, wait, are we leaving this week? Like. I was like, that's not going to work out if Jason's in North Dakota.
Not a little over a week.
Yep. I know. That's going to be... I'm going to go into it with no expectations. That's what I'm going to do.
Same here. Because
I just don't want to be disappointed. So... email that's... Go ahead.
I have no expectations of the event. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I think it's just a revamped playbook.
And the other thing is I keep saying to myself, well, if the event is not what you want it to be, all you got to do is make a phone call and you can go to the softball fields. So I hope that it is, I don't know, maybe I need an event. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it will help things.
All right.
The days of me, you know, really trying to promote and that kind of thing. The days of, oh, you're a pillar in the community.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here with that. So... but yeah,
because there is no
get the email.
There is no community here anymore.
Bingo! Thank you. That part right there. There is, but it's the select few. Then we always show up for each other, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I got the email given like the outline of the event or whatever. 5 to 10 on Friday night. They want to do the meet and greet. I'm like, yeah. We'll see.
I don't think
go register.
I don't think I got that email.
I think I just got it maybe yesterday or the day before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's see. Let's see. That one was 4:13 this morning. It says, at Spark, you'll prepare for exclusive launch of K1. From top leaders and visionaries. Connect with promoters from around the world. Oh.
Find your it.
Yeah. And they must have opened another room block. Where's the other one I got, though? Dude, have you tried the Buzz Brew?
No.
Coffee one? Me either. That doesn't even...
I don't know.
Some drink coffee, so...
Was it Michelle that said that she loves it?
Yeah, she loves it. Yeah, but she drinks coffee. I don't drink coffee, so...
Yeah.
Okay, it says event schedule... I got this one on October 24th. Friday, 5 p.m. event starts. Saturday starts at 10. Sunday, excursion day. Finished by early afternoon. Wonder what the excursion's going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. We will see. I may not participate. Possibly due to money, but we will see.
For the excursion?
Yeah.
I probably won't participate anyway. So, I can't imagine. Depends on, depends on money and what it is and that. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I'll have to check out of my room in the morning, probably after the gym, and then bring my stuff over to your guys' place.
Yeah, that's fine.
My flight's not...
Yeah, because you fly out that night, right?
Yeah, at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But we will see. So...
Well, don't worry, friend. I will keep you posted on how it's gonna, you know, how the mindset is changing. And if it I don't know. The problem is I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I think that book talks about identifying what the root cause is.
Uh-huh. It does. Yeah. That's a really good book, actually. It is. Not even like just for situations like this. I mean, just for life in general. That is a really good book.
Yeah.
So
I'm already almost all the way halfway through, so I'll have to figure out my next read. What are you reading right now?
The Brendan Burchard book.
Oh, yeah.
Did you... You know, in the beginning of the Brendan Burchard book where it tells you to go to highperformance.com or whatever and take your little quiz. Were you able to find that? I cannot find it.
Yeah, I did it.
I go to highperformance.com, but then it takes me to like something totally different. It's not even a quiz. It's like a...
Maybe
they don't have it up anymore.
I was listening to the tail end of his podcast this morning on my walk because I finished up with the Joe Rogan one and it switched over to Brendan Burchard.
Yeah.
And he talked about that all his current podcast stuff is going to get archived and go away because he's starting another podcast.
Oh.
So maybe... The website went away as well. Yeah. And I think he said October 25th. When did you?
Oh, maybe. No, it was like at the beginning when I tried to.
Huh.
It was at the beginning.
Yeah, maybe by then they took it away or something.
Right? Yeah, because that was the book that I started reading, 475 Hard.
Yeah.
It's good, though. I mean, it's a little soft. I'll say that. It's a little soft for my mindset right now.
Yeah.
It's a little soft, but it is good, though. It is good. I do think what he says makes a lot of sense as far as the HP6 and the qualities that, you know. So.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
I forget all of it, so. I don't retain shit when I read it.
Yeah. No, it was hard to get into. It was definitely hard to get into.
Yeah.
And Jason is reading a Tony Robbins book. So I don't remember which one it is. But he's reading a Tony Robbins book. So. Yep. Hmm.
Cool, cool.
But don't worry, friend. I'll be okay. I always am.
Yeah. I think we all go through it at times. But I wouldn't be a friend if I still wasn't giving you shit or working through, help be trying to work through the shit, I should say.
I know that. And I also need you to know that nobody hurts me faster than you can. By the shit that you say.
That I hurt you?
That you can. You have the ability to.
But it's never the intention.
I know. I have to remind myself of that. Because of the shit that you say. And how direct you are.
That kind of hurt my soul. But
It hurt mine. And I know that. I know your intentions behind it. It's just the initial, you know, when we had the conversation the other day, my first thought was, I know he's going to say that I'm making excuses to stop. But that's not it. Like, yeah. I know when it's excuses. This is literally where I'm at right now. Damn it, we almost made it through this whole fucking episode without me breaking down. Fuck. But that's the, you know, and I knew what your intentions were when you were saying it, but it definitely, of all the people that you have in your life that make excuses, I'm not one of them. So don't put me in that category. Okay. Whether you're trying to or not, like, when you put me in that category, I could fucking choke you. So, I'm not, of all the people in your life, I'm not that. So, you know, and I had to sit with it for a little while and make sure I understood. Like, I know that's not his intention, but that's definitely where it hit me at.
So, I mean, I think sometimes that the stories that we tell ourselves, and I think this is more or less my intention behind it, is the stories that we tell ourselves can lead us to make up things that help us make that decision to give up on certain things.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And
I agree 100%.
You know, my tact is not always great when I say stuff.
No.
Let's be real.
But, are you sure?
Yeah. So.
No, and I know exactly what you mean. And that's why I say I had to sit with it for a little while. Because I know exactly what you mean when you say it. Whether it's to me or to anybody else. Yeah. I know the intention behind it. So I just had to sit with it for a little while. And, you know, just know that I know that you weren't trying to hurt my feelings. I know that. But you have the ability to do it faster than anybody. You and the people that are close to me have the ability to do it. So I just had to sit with it for a little while. And, you know, get my head wrapped around what you were saying and make sure that, you know, I understood where it was coming from and, you know, that it wasn't meant to hurt me the way that it did. And I knew that. And I had to get out of my own feelings about it. But yes, it did hurt my feelings. And I just had to, you know, work through that. So instead of, you know, letting old Tabitha show up, because trust and believe, she was sitting at the keyboard ready to fucking go. I was like, that didn't end well last time. It probably won't end well this time either.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, people closest to us have the ability to hurt us, whether they intend to or not. But I think at the same time, it's like, you know, it's, I mean, no matter what I say, you ultimately have the ability to react how you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know.
And I don't know. I don't know what my point was with that, but...
Regardless of what you say, I'm the one that makes the final decision on how I'm going to react to it or how I'm going to respond to it, if I'm going to at all. Yes, I know that. What caught me off guard is the... I felt like you put me in a category of people that have let themselves down or let you down in the past. And in my mind, I'm like, this motherfucker, like, never. No, that's not, I'm not even that, I would never do that.
Yeah.
And that didn't have anything to do with how I felt about myself or whatever, but, or at least that I have figured out yet. But it just was, you know, and part of me was like, you know, when you went through your stuff similar to this, like, I didn't judge, I didn't make, say shit to you like you're only going to let yourself down. I didn't say shit like that to you. I just was there for you and let you decide how you wanted to handle it. And I felt like that's not what I got from you. And, you know, that's, I think that's the part that hurt me. So,
understandable.
That's me, you know, that's, and listen, you know as well as I do, if anybody's feelings can and will be hurt, it'll be mine.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, it is what it is. We, we'll get through it, or I will get through it. I always do.
Well, so. I've always been called an asshole, so.
Not by me. Not by me. Not by me. So, I know what the intention is when you say it. You know, I know that. It caught me off guard, and I had to just sit with it for a little while.
Yeah.
So, if I thought that it was ill-intentioned or if you meant something different, this would be a completely... This wouldn't even be a conversation. Yeah. This would be an automatic disconnect. There wouldn't even be a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, like, whether it's right or wrong, I feel like the need, like, that I'm not a friend if I'm not, like... I want to use the word, like, that you're fucking up, or that if I don't say something,
yeah,
then I'm not being the best friend I could be to somebody.
True. And I know that about you.
And that's why I say something. Like, if I didn't say anything, to me, it would be that I'm complicit in... okay in what somebody's going through. And yeah. I agree, there's times where I just probably shouldn't say something. But, you know, that's a hard line to figure out when and where shouldn't I say anything. Like, yes, does it suck that I hurt your feelings? Am I sorry? Yes, but at the same time, it's like, like, I would regret not saying anything if it went down even further. Yeah. So
I know that, and I do know that about you, but I also know that you're harder on me than you are a lot of people in your life.
Well, it's because we're closer than I am with most of the people in my life.
I know. Like, I mean, it's listen, let's not front. I'm super sensitive. Like, that's not a secret.
Yeah,
like,
you are, you super, know what I mean? But like, yeah,
I mean, that's, you know, I am, I'm super sensitive, especially when it comes to people that I care about. Like, I fully accept my part in it 100%. So that's why I didn't say anything. That's why I didn't react. I just had to sit with it for a little while, you know. Like, there's nothing that you said that was not true or not not warranted. I think in that moment that we were having the conversation, I needed you to understand, and not necessarily be okay with it, but I needed you to understand where I was coming from.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, this is the stories that you're telling yourself. Or, you know, this is excuses. Like, I needed you to understand. Mm-hmm. And then maybe go into, like,
you know. I meant, just because like, I don't say it doesn't mean that I don't acknowledge what you're going through.
Yeah. Well, now I know that. I didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one more. Look, now we have two fight stories we can tell.
Right. Just kidding. I mean, I have read that, like, in the past about the key to, well, like, if like police, I don't know if it was police, but I'll use it as an example that somebody says something and the police repeat it as they acknowledge it. So, okay, you feel this way because of this. But, I mean, I think you know me, have known me long enough to know that I like to get to the point and I don't like to beat around the bush. Yeah. And, you know, talk extra fluff.
Yep.
And I may not say things that I want to say.
Assume that I already know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And here's the thing. That was a time where I needed you to say, I understand. That's all it is. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not, there was no ill intention from either side. It was nothing like that. It was just one of those times where I got my feelings hurt because you were direct and I'm sensitive, period. That's it. And I needed you to, in that moment, I needed you to say, I hear you and I understand what you're saying. And then let's go into it. But,
right. But,
you know, skip that part. So.
Yeah. That's why that book is read. Women are from Mars, men are from Venus, or whatever. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. This
is probably also why Aaron doesn't have a lot of friends.
True. Just facts, because people can't handle this. That's why.
No. Bro, have you seen those videos? There is this parrot that talks, right? First of all, I'm like amazed by birds that talk.
Yeah.
I don't want one because they scare me a little bit, but like birds that talk. There's one that like messes with the police and it's like at a police station or whatever. And they asked, like, messing with the bird. They're like, where were you at 9 p.m. last night? And the bird says, at your mom's house. And, of course, everybody laughs. And then the bird goes, you can't cage the truth, bro. I'm like, please. If I could have that bird, I'd think about it.
Right? Yeah. That's awesome. Right.
It's not, you can't cage the truth, bro. That's what it is. Like, so. Right. No, don't worry, friend. I'll be okay. I'll get through it. I always do. It's just, and I, honest to God, like, the sensitive and all of that, like, that probably will never go away, but my, the fluff and the, I don't want to say the rainbows and butterflies because I choose to live that way, but like the concern and the worrying about other people and I don't, not what other people think, but just worrying about other people in general and blah, blah, blah. I just think I don't have the capacity for it anymore. I just don't.
It takes too much. Don't. I mean, I used to be like you 100%. Like everybody, like I swear to God, like I had this, it tattooed on my forehead, come to Aaron, he'll listen.
Oh God.
And everybody would come to me and I'd take on everybody else's fucking problems and listen. And then something switched in me.
Literally.
And it was like, I just don't give a fuck anymore.
Literally.
Like it was.
I have select friends that I am super close to and I'm good with that. Like.
Yeah. I don't. I'm good with that. I don't need a whole shit ton of friends.
You know, like.
Love me or hate me. Love or hate me, I don't give a fuck.
You guys heard it. I didn't say it. You
said it out loud. That's
right. And I'm fucking sick of drinking so much goddamn water every day. Fuck. And I swear to God, I'm convinced that we have to drink a gallon a day as part of 75 Hard. But are you not still thirsty after that?
Yeah.
I'm convinced that water makes you addicted to more water. Like, the more water that I drink, the thirstier. Like, if I, let's say I go, I drink my thing of water, and I'm like, oh, I'm good for the day. I don't have to drink any more water. Why, like, 15 minutes after saying that, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm parched. Like, I haven't had water all day. Like.
I mean, I've always been thirsty, so it's never a problem for me to drink the water.
Oh my God, not me.
But like,
Jesus.
I've been without Mitoplex. Well, there's a saying about like, you drink too much water, you wash all the natural electrolytes out of your body. So that's why you
need. Yeah, that's true.
It's been probably a week since I've been out of Mitoplex.
Bro, how are you surviving? There is no way.
My body feels it for sure, like especially when I'm trying to lift.
Oh,
on top, that's rough. On top of being sick, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to, I just opened my last thing, or I obviously would bring you some.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll make it through.
I'm trying to think of when I get a smart ship. Oh, I should be getting one, I think. Not my smart ship, but Jason's. But it's not here yet. I'll keep you posted on that. You can't not have Mitoplex.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm able to drink as much water as I am. If I had to drink plain, straight water, not happening. I drink it with Mitoplex. And ketones, obviously.
See, that's how I get it down quicker, is I have a wide mouth. I'm just sipping it through a straw, like.
It even says my name.
Awesome. And it's pink.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Well, friend, I think we've, dissected my mindset and brain enough today.
It wasn't my intention to do that today, but.
Yes, it was. No. Yes, it fucking was. Yes, it was. 100%. I knew that by coming. Even before we even got on here, I was like, yeah, let me eat breakfast before I have to go be laid out for the slaughter in front of everybody. So, no, it's good. It was good. I do feel better. I mean, I will say that. I do feel better, but I still That's think good. My give a damn might be broken. Not a whole lot I can do about that.
No, you can't.
So.
All right.
All right, friend. I'll catch you on the next one.
Peace out.
Adios.
Please like, subscribe, and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do this without you. Until next week, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
This is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are. This is what we do. Have a great night. Peace. Bye.